You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling? Let's do it, man.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Robert Bounds. You might know M. Ward under various different guises, as one half of She and Him, as part of American supergroup Monsters of Folk, or you might just know him as M. Ward, the Americana musician from Portland, Oregon. Today he takes the form of the latter as he's playing music from his brand new solo record, More Rain, an album that transcends the elements and provides a rather warm reflection on life. Take it away, M. Ward.
Hello, everybody. This is M. Ward, and I'm playing some songs from my new record. The record is called More Rain, and this song is called Girl from Conejo Valley.
Slow brain winner hard, first name Rollo, walks on good behavior from his cell. Oh, and my old girlfriend used to not to, but now knows him well. And slow thinking Lincoln, nicknamed Needles, used to call me deep down from his little corner of hell. Yeah, and my old girlfriend used to not to, but now knows him well. And I sing, ooh, helicopter, would you throw me a line? 'Cause a girl from Conejo Valley used to be mine. In motorcycle Wilson, last name's a mystery, charges for rides in his sidecar seat. Yeah, and my old girlfriend used to not to, but now rides for free. When I sing, ooh, helicopter, would you throw me a line? 'Cause a girl from Conejo Valley used to be mine. I used to sing, oh yeah, helicopter, throw me a line. The girl from Conejo Valley used to be mine.
M. Ward, thank you so much for coming in and performing for us a beautiful Midori House session.
Great to be here.
And you're fresh off the plane from Berlin. It can't be the easiest thing to do just to kind of rock up, tune up very briefly and get into it. But it's part of the troubadour's life.
Part of the troubadour's life. It's a hard life, you know, playing music. But somebody has to do it.
Have you got the blues?
I don't have the blues. I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good. I slept well last night and jet lag is almost over.
He's back in the ring.
I'm back in the ring.
And More Rain's beautiful record.
Thanks.
And I love that it starts with precisely that. It starts with these droplets. Where was that recorded? Is that outside your living room window, outside the studio window? Where was that?
Studio in Portland.
Yeah.
Where I work. There's a couple studios in Portland where I work. And Rain is just the backdrop if you do anything in Portland, let alone writing music or recording music. So it just seemed like a good backdrop for the record.
And it's not despite that title, see, in England we might think that's a little bit of a sad thing. We might suspect you did have the blues.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. That is not a mood that pervades the record. It's rather beautiful. It's kind of like tropical rain. I mean, not always in Portland, but it seems like it is in your vibe.
Yeah. And if you grew up in Los Angeles, it's a very, different thing. People are dying of thirst there. Mm. So I'm learning the more people I talk to. Everyone's coming with their own interpretation, which I always enjoy. In Portland, it rains way too much and it drives people crazy, myself included sometimes. But I think music and work in general is a good way of sort of transcending the place that too much rain can put you.
Transcending the elements.
Yes.
And the moods brought on by those elements. And you said that you kind of like it when people interpret the songs, interpret the records and stuff. Do people have wildly disparate views on what this lyric means? The mood you were in when you wrote that, do people tell you exactly what you were thinking when you recorded? Well, more rain, for example.
Yeah, I mean, I think it never really happens where one person will give me an interpretation that somebody else gives me for some other song. It's interesting. I think I encourage it. And people always have more interesting interpretations than I do for my own songs, and so I welcome that.
This song is called Temptation.
Temptation, step up to the mic. Temptation knows just what you like. Temptation eyes exploding, flash like falling stars. Temptation's talking to my heart. Temptation won't give you a chance. Temptation wanna see if you can dance. Temptation won't take no for anyone's response. Temptation infiltrates your song. And the last time I tried to leave this club, I said, now I can't dance no more. Temptation dragged me right across the floor. Yeah, the last time I tried to leave this club, I said, no, I can't dance no more. Well, temptation dragged me right across the floor. Temptation steps up to the mic. Temptation knows just what you like. Temptation eyes exploding in flash like falling stars. Temptation's talking to my heart. Said temptation's talking to my heart. Temptation, temptation, temptation's talking to my heart.
Where do you write the songs? Do you walk into the studio and they're all kind of done and dusted? You just have to lay them down? Is driving a good way to do it? Is walking a good way to write songs?
Walking and driving are both great. Normally, I'll actually put the guitar to use. And
you're leaning on it right now.
I am.
People can hear
it's
it creak,
friend.
Which is very nice. Yeah, it's a nice sound.
It's, four-tracking and garage banding, and normally sits around my house for at least a year or so before I feel comfortable bring it into the studio, because sometimes you love a song and then it turns out, you know, a couple of weeks go by and you realize, no, it's not a good song.
Okay.
So
when it's got a bit of a public airing or a studio airing.
Yeah, it's not really ready for studio airing until it's been like, in my opinion, at least a year has gone by where I say to myself, this is a song that might have some value. I write about 10 terrible songs for every one song that I feel could be interesting in a studio. So, and I'm happy with that. That's the way it's been since I was 15.
Do you come back to the songs? Do you come back to those old ones you've been writing since you were 15,
sometimes.
20 years old?
Yeah, sometimes. And they make the record quite often.
Yeah.
But they need to get fixed up, you know.
Mature, battered, like battered a fine around. Wine. Okay. Yeah. Is that something that happens? Do they mean something? Do they mean 10 years after you wrote them, do they mean something new? Or can you remember the mood you were in when you wrote them?
Yeah, normally the music puts me back in the place that inspired it, for better or worse. You try your best to get as close as possible in the studio to when that lightning bolt first hits you, and that's part of the fun of recording and producing.
What about working with other people? Do you feel like you put on a different hat? Are you very much in a different mood when you're having to knock ideas across a studio with someone else?
Yeah, I love being able to be in the passenger seat and see where other people are hearing what music can do for their own lives and for their friends, and seeing how they take inspiration and turn it into music, and I get to be a fly on the wall, and that's the greatest, you know.
And I've always wondered, just finally, what you read when you're making a record, whether you have to kind of close yourself off from all sorts of exterior influences, or whether you're the kind of songwriter that wants to absorb everything he sees around him.
The biggest thing that inspires me is older records and older guitar styles. Right under that is probably just experimenting with the guitar. Maybe right under that is overhearing people's conversations. That's a really good one. Sometimes the things people say to each other sound like lyrics.
Yeah.
People say pretty interesting things to each other and they don't realize it. And newspaper, I read the New York Times a lot. That's another for better or for worse thing.
Yeah. Well, I like a mashup between kind of overheard conversations in the New York Times. I mean, that's kind of... It feels like a ransom note.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Something's at stake for sure.
So the story behind this one is I just learned it yesterday. I was in Berlin and I stayed at a hotel really close to Potsdamer Platz. And that song came into my head. I'm probably not the first person that's happened to. And I doubt I'll be the last. But David Bowie had this song where he mentions a few places in Berlin. And I started seeing it in my head when I was walking around the city. And so I came home and learned the song and tried it for the first time yesterday. Let's see what happens if we try to record it now.
Had to get the train from Potsdamer Platz. You never knew that I could do that. Walk in the dead, sitting in the jungle on Nürnberger Straße. A man lost in time near Cardiff. Just walk in the dead. Where are we now? Where are we now? The moment you know. And 20,000 people in crossbows and brookers. Fingers are crossed just in case you walk in the dead. Where are we now? Where are we now? The moment you know.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was M. Ward. His new LP, More Rain, is out now on Bella Union Records, and he's currently touring across North America. He'll return to the UK in September for the End of the Road Festival. Head to mwardmusic.com for more information. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll have music from the Gaslight Anthem's Brian Fallon. But for the time being, I've been Robert Bounton. Thank you very much for tuning in. Long as there's you.